I am Christian Taberge. I'm the general manager for My Recreational Mountain Cooperative, Shames Mountain.
Great. And how did My Mountain Co-op begin?
So Shames has been around since 1991. When Shames Mountain was built, it was built with dreams and aspirations of becoming the next Whistler. And it is an area that is a classic story of an incredible product, but without the market to come and fill that dream. So Shames operated for about 20 years on its own. About 10 years in, the financial struggles began. And for the following 10 years, the previous ownership just tried to find somebody to sell the place to. They kept it alive, losing hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. But knowing that this was an important asset for the community, they invested whatever they needed to keep the place alive. And the they that I'm referring to is a group of about 10 local businessmen here from all range, from doctors, pharmacists, construction company owners, just a number of businessmen here that had a dream. When the closure of Shames for financial reasons started becoming imminent, that the previous ownership announced that they would not be able to continue operating this place as a loss, and it was going to be the last season of operation for the hill, the community banded together to then save the ski hill. And this was about 10, 12 years ago now. Since then, obviously, they succeeded. They created a nonprofit cooperative with the purpose of raising the funds to purchase Shames Mountain from the previous ownership and operate it. The sales price for the ski hill was $1.2 million. The previous ownership sold the ski hill to the co-op for $340,000. The co-op had managed to raise $680,000. But the previous ownership, knowing very well how expensive and difficult it was to run a ski hill, told the co-op that they needed to keep half the funds that they had managed to save to repair, maintain, and have a bit of a nest egg for running the ski hill. So that was 10 years ago now. And now this is the 10th year of the co-op owning and operating the ski hill.
Wow, that is so cool. And being new-ish here, I always like hearing these stories firsthand, so thanks so much for going into that detail for me. So the people that you were, I'd like to say, up against, but I guess you were more, not so much in competition with, but organizations that were also up for this community fund. Some of the other organizations that stand out to me were the North Pacific Cannery, Community Kitchens and Greenhouses, Search and Rescue, the Salmon Enhancement Project. They were really impressive projects that were out there. So my question is, why do you think Shames won?
Well, first of all, I think that all the organizations involved here were all very deserving. Having worked with the Port Authority for a number of years now, their community outreach program is incredible. Lots of time and effort goes into assisting all the different nonprofit organizations of our region here. And I certainly think that everybody on that list was deserving. I think that this year, we obviously are very thrilled to have won. And just like everybody else, this is a year where we certainly can use a bit of help, but I think that the interest in skiing and the interest in outdoor activities that has just been injected into all of us because of this this pandemic that we're going through really gave a lift and put skiing in the forefront. We've created an incredible product for people during this COVID year, and I think for most it feels like one of the last activities that still feels normal. When you're out on the slope skiing, it's not any different than when you're out on the slope skiing last year. You're still able to socialize from people from out of your bubble. All those things are still possible because you're doing it on a ski slope. You're never, within 6 to 10 feet of somebody. That would just be skiing too closely. It would just result in a collision. So the sport itself was something that people could still do just like there was no pandemic. And I think that is what we were able to deliver to people. That is what people wanted to see continue. And I think from the crowds that we saw, everybody saw that there are some needs that need to be addressed for the future to be able to continue to manage and deliver a quality experience to a growing skier demographic.
Yeah, absolutely. And Christian, I just have, I guess, two last questions that I'm going to parcel together for you. Do you think that this award in any way validates the way that My Mountain Co-op and Shames has operated as a nonprofit in the community of Terrace? And last question, do you have anything special that you're going to spend this money on?
That's a great question. Certainly, I think there's a long list of things that need to be addressed. The glaring one that has popped up to us this year, and in a way, it's almost like getting to look into the future. But this year, one of our greatest issues has been parking. One, because of the increase in attendance. Second, because of people's lack of ability to ride share. In the past, every car that would come here would be full. Friends would all share rides together and would come in full vehicles. Now, friends are each coming with their individual vehicles. Being in northwestern BC, most of these are full-size pickup trucks. So a parking, if our attendance has gone up considerably, parking has tripled the increase of our attendance. So it's a glaring need here that everybody sees. And I think if I told people I was going to spend $1 of that prize money elsewhere than parking, I would have to hide. I think that parking is certainly what we're looking towards. We do have a number of other grant applications in to try to help resolve this. Obviously, $10,000 is a drop in the bucket for fixing a parking lot. You can't have a residential driveway made for that kind of money. So certainly the parking lot plans that we're looking at is nearly $250,000 in construction for a new parking lot and almost the same in equipment and resources to maintain it. So this will be something that will go towards that pot, along with some of the other grants that we have in the works to hopefully achieve that next summer.
Okay, Christian, thank you so much. I know that you're busy because I heard your walkie-talkie or the radio chattering away when I first called you. So I really appreciate you taking the time to step away from that and talk to us today.
Thank you very much, Pam. Have a wonderful afternoon.